the joke. My name is Dolores Steves. Episode number 18 is here. We're talking today about countries are imaginary lines. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot Door AI.
Possible podcast.
Title: Countries Are Imaginary Lines.
Hello and welcome to this episode of our podcast. In this episode, we will explore the idea that countries are imaginary lines. What does it mean? Well, we often refer to countries as if they were real, tangible, and natural entities, but in fact they are human inventions, social constructs, and political arrangements. Countries are not found in nature or in history, but are made by people for various reasons, such as identity, security, power, or profit. Countries are therefore not fixed or eternal, but dynamic and contingent, subject to change, contestation, and negotiation. Countries are also not uniform or homogeneous, but diverse and complex, with multiple cultures, languages, religions, and identities. Countries are indeed imaginary lines that divide and connect us, that define and limit us, that unite and separate us.
So, let's start with the origins of countries. Countries emerged as a modern concept and practice in Europe in the 16th century, as a result of various political, economic, and cultural factors. Countries were designed to reflect the sovereignty, identity, and territory of the ruling elites, who sought to consolidate their power and resist external threats, such as wars, invasions, and rebellions. Countries were also based on the idea of national identity, which meant that people living in a particular area shared a common language, culture, and history, and thus constituted a distinct and independent nation. This idea of nationalism quickly spread across Europe and beyond, and became a dominant ideology and force in the 19th and 20th centuries, shaping the world we know today.
However, the reality of countries is much more complex and messy than the idea of nationalism suggests. Countries are not monolithic or homogeneous, but pluralistic and diverse, with many subcultures, minorities, and diasporas. Countries also do not exist in isolation, but are interconnected and interdependent, with other countries, regions, and communities. Countries share resources, trade goods and services, share knowledge and technology, interact through diplomacy and war, and face global challenges such as climate change, migration, and terrorism. Countries are therefore not self-sufficient or self-contained, but rely on each other for survival, development, and prosperity.
Moreover, countries are not static or natural, but dynamic and artificial, constructed and reconstructed by human agency and discourse. Countries are not just lines on maps or borders on landscapes, but also narratives and symbols, representations and images, myths and memories. Countries use language, media, education, and culture to create national discourses and identities, to promote their values and interests, to legitimize their power and authority, to exclude or include certain groups or ideas. Countries are therefore not neutral or objective, but subjective and contested, permeated by politics, ideology, and power relations.
In this sense, countries are also opportunities and challenges for human creativity and innovation. Countries are sites of cultural production and expression, of experimentation and diversity, of conflict and cooperation. Countries can inspire and cultivate different forms of art, music, literature, fashion, food, and sports that reflect and enrich their respective cultures and identities. Countries can also foster and stimulate scientific research, technological innovation, and entrepreneurship that lead to new discoveries, products, and services. Countries can also facilitate and promote social justice, human rights, and democracy that empower and protect citizens and communities. Countries can also pose and expose social problems, injustices, and conflicts that require and demand critical inquiry, political mobilization, and constructive dialogue.
However, countries can also be sources and manifestations of human suffering and harm. Countries can be used to oppress and exploit people, especially minorities, refugees, and migrants, who are often excluded or discriminated against by the dominant culture and power relations. Countries can also be used to justify and commit violence and war, especially against other countries or groups who challenge or threaten their security and interests. Countries can also be used to ignore or deny global problems, such as poverty, inequality, and environmental degradation, that affect and afflict many people and countries around the world. Countries can also be used to limit and restrict human freedom and autonomy, especially in authoritarian regimes that suppress dissent and control media and education.
Therefore, the idea that countries are imaginary lines is not a neutral or passive observation, but an active and critical reflection on the nature of human society and its challenges and possibilities. The idea that countries are imaginary lines invites us to rethink and redefine our relationship with our own country and other countries and communities. The idea that countries are imaginary lines reminds us that countries are not fixed or natural, but dynamic and artificial, subject to change and choice. The idea that countries are imaginary lines challenges us to recognize and respect the diversity and complexity of human cultures and identities, and to promote dialogue and understanding among them. The idea that countries are imaginary lines encourages us to cooperate and collaborate with other countries and communities, to address common problems and values, and to create a better world for all. Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast, and we hope that you have found it informative and thought-provoking. Please feel free to share your comments, questions, and feedback with us, and to check out other episodes of our podcast on different topics and perspectives. Stay curious and engaged, and keep exploring the world of ideas and possibilities. Goodbye!
This has been The Joke, Episode 18. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.